From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A power outage at the international airport in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta has disrupted all flights in and out of the airport. Incoming flights, domestic and international, are being diverted to other regional airports. The outage began about early afternoon, and as of Sunday evening, almost 800 flights to and from Atlanta have been canceled. Another 525 have been delayed. The Federal Aviation Administration has implemented a ground stop for flights headed to the airport. It means that flights headed to Atlanta are held on the ground at their departure airport until Monday evening. The UN Security Council plans to vote on a draft resolution Monday rejecting U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. As a permanent council member, the U.S. will likely veto the Egyptian-sponsored text. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that Turkey hopes to open an embassy to a Palestinian state in East Jerusalem in the future. Erdogan said in a speech to his ruling party in the city of Karaman, "Because it is under occupation, we can't just go there and open an embassy, but God willing, those days are near and we will officially open our embassy there." He did not give a precise time frame. Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Jerusalem Wednesday. It could be tense because of the recent announcement from the United States recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That announcement has angered Palestinians and Arabs around the world. This is VOA News. Three heavily armed suicide bombers attacked a crowded Christian church in Quetta, Pakistan, Sunday morning, killing at least eight worshippers. Women and children were among the dead. The attack happened at the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church in a highly secured central part of the city. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Taliban insurgents have killed at least 14 Afghan troops and injured several others in a pre-dawn attack in southern Helmand province. The officials said Sunday that insurgents stormed police outposts around the provincial capital of Lashkar Gah, but security forces repelled the attack and ensuing fierce clashes inflicted heavy casualties on the Taliban. An employee of Britain's embassy in Lebanon was found murdered Sunday. The body of Rebecca Dykes was reportedly found on the side of the road. Police sources told the British media that Dykes appeared to have been raped before she was killed, but that the crime did not appear to be politically motivated. Dykes had been working in Beirut for nearly a year. The Kremlin said Sunday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency provided Russian authorities with information that thwarted a series of Islamic State bombings planned in St. Petersburg. Russia said President Vladimir Putin called the American President Donald Trump to thank him for the CIA information. A call the White House confirmed, it said, based on the information the United States provided, Russian authorities were able to capture the terrorists just prior to an attack that could have killed large numbers of people. No Russian lives were lost, and the terrorist attackers were caught and are now incarcerated. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian contacts with President Trump's campaign has gained access to thousands of emails sent and received by Trump officials before the start of the Trump administration. The investigators did not directly request the records from Trump's still-existing transition group. It got them from a federal agency that stored the massive amount of material from the transition. An attorney has sent letters to Congress claiming the emails were improperly obtained by the investigators. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.